Ignorance is bliss, some say, but is that true? Are some things not meant to be known? You see, ignorance has consequences, minor or in major at times, and we fail to realize those consequences exist. Our minds are tricked by these foolish advertisements and media that disguise the hidden pain and mistreatment behind the makings of the product. This is ridiculous. I always complain about not getting the best things out there before, careless as I was about where they came from. And I can only blame the lies and false advertisements for these products now that I've grown and noticed these surprising things. The danger of ignorance is high when we are trapped in a crisis that we still seem to not be as aware of. This is not to say that you or whomever holds no knowledge about what's going on. It's easy to understand the basis of the crisis, but what's truly behind it we do not understand. We Americans are complaining and tossing things back and forth because we think it's just hurting us. To be quite honest, that's not completely true, because there are others out there who are also hurt, perhaps even worse than us. This is what ignorance does to our minds. It makes sure that we only know so much, it's so little at the same time. Thinking back to the creation of banana republics in the past, this whole split between South and North America seems to have such an impact on the U.S. today. We may not realize, we may not even show the slightest care, but we are a part of it as well. Is America becoming the new banana republic? Henry Blodgett, author of America is Now a Banana Republic, quotes, "The richest 1% of Americans now take 24% of the income, up from almost 9% in 1976. The United States now arguably has more unequal distribution of wealth than the traditional banana republics like Nicaragua." I mean, we robbed, although it was considered robbing in the past, the euphemism was spreading civilization, South America for the good crops in the past. Yet we do not realize how we, as the entire population, are living in now what is truly the untied states. Why untied states? Like shoes, if it's tied, that person wearing them does not have to worry so much about accidentally falling. If it's not tied, eventually the person will fall. These states are falling into this economic crisis and ignorance. Instead of robbing those to the south, we are robbing ourselves. The banana republic in the past was ruled by rich Creole elites. They grasped power through ruling the government and the economy as well, similarly to how the United States rules the government and economy today. We're basically like the others, just experiencing this idiocracy from the government and economy. We American citizens purchase Apple products whenever we have the money. We do not realize that there are individuals creating these iPods, iPads, MacBooks, etc. for us. The poor souls, their skin almost as if the flesh of a machine, are enslaved by working in these factories. They are the poor who work as a living in these sweatshops, now being considered a more generalized term, a factory. The term sweatshops breathes a negative tone. However, if you were to use the term factory, it wouldn't be as effective towards others. What our minds would see factories as depends on whether or not we actually care about what goes on. Some of us don't care, and some of us do care. Yet we also share a bit of ignorance. Malcolm, who was in Shanghai, quoted, "Apple has monitored its factories in China since 2007. However, as sales of Apple's gadgets have soared, putting intense pressure on the company's suppliers through rapid production, a spate of suicides, explosions, and poisonings have occurred. This is a major problem that we do not realize today in our economy. We're purchasing all these items while others who are creating these products are committing suicide and being poisoned. Seems like we're the ones pressuring them instead of Apple themselves, because we always want something better, newer, and more efficient. Why not make it ourselves? Why have these foreign countries suffer for our benefits?" This is a horrific part of our ignorance. If we knew where these iPods, iPads, and Macs are coming from, things would be different. Maybe for some it wouldn't be different. However, how do we know that? The internet is posting up blogs and articles about the treatment of workers in China. People should be aware by now that these foreign countries are suffering. Suffering, I repeat. So how do we stop this ignorance? Should we stop buying the Apple products? I would suggest not, but perhaps improve treatment in China and other foreign countries. This is significant because our economy isn't just hurting us, but others. This continued ignorance should come to a stop already, and we should blossom into aware, knowledgeable beings.